You know, the art of advertising has sort of morphed into something really digital, and we see a lot of really good work that's come out of here for a long time. Richard's group, of course, are the same people that, you know, will leave a light on for you, or the cows eat more chicken promotions. Pete Larmas is a product of that Richard's group, where he's worked at a couple of things. He started Click Here, but now there's a whole different division, separate division, Richard's Larma. And Pete Larmas is the CEO and principal. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here. So, thanks for having me.
So this is digital, but it's also Hispanic marketing.
Right.
So let me start with the Hispanic marketing. How is it different? And a guy in Hispanic radio one time told me, he said, there's no such thing as Hispanic radio. He said, because you've got people with Mexican nationality, or they're from Cuba, or they're from Colombia, and they're all different. And you can't just sort of broad brush. How do you do this when you're marketing Hispanics?
Right. Well, what I would say is you're right about everything you've just said. The Hispanic market in the U.S. is not monolithic. There are lots of different countries of origin. But there are some shared values and some shared mindsets and, of course, a shared language. Even though there are nuances based on the different countries of origin, there are a lot of those shared values. Now, over the last several decades, the Hispanic market and how you connect with it has evolved pretty dramatically. When I first launched Richard's Larma, it was a time when Hispanic agencies would walk into their clients' offices and say, whatever you're doing in the general market won't work for the Hispanic market because we're different. And that worked for them. And it actually secured their futures, at least for some period of time. But when I launched Richard's Larma, what I saw was that the big percentage of Hispanic consumers in the U.S. were in one way or another definable as bicultural, meaning they, of course, had their countries of origin, their language, their heritage, but at the same time, they had a lot of qualities that you would say are American.
So which side do you play to? Do you play more toward the, you know, trying to be incorporated into the American, or do you play to that specific nationality?
Well, I think that it's a case-by-case basis on what the brand is, what the values of the brand are, how the brand needs to connect with that customer, and where the intersection is of those values of the brand, those needs of the customer, and where it makes sense to play, as you put it.
It's an enormously growing market, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, and the Hispanic concentration, just looking at the state of Texas, is what, over 40% or something?
Right. But it's evolving. And so to your point, which side do you play to? So there was a point where if you wanted to reach the Hispanic market, it made a lot of sense for you to go in Spanish, and it might make sense to be a little bit different than what you're doing in the general market. But today, most of those Hispanic customers are engaging with brands in English and in Spanish. They're engaging in life in what we call an omnicultural way. That means they embrace 100% of who they are on their Latino side, and they embrace 100% of who they are on their American side. I'm an example of that. I was born in Texas. I grew up speaking both English and Spanish, but more English than Spanish. And today I consider myself 100% Mexican, but I am absolutely 100% American. And depending on my situation, I become more American or more Mexican. But when it comes to brands, I engage with brands in a unique way. And that means that if a brand reaches me in English, of course it's going to connect with me. It's going to make a lot of sense. Its values might be exactly what it is that I need in that moment. But if that brand connects with me and happens to connect with me in Spanish or appeal to something that is unique to my culture in Mexican culture, then it is likely to resonate with me just a little bit more. And I think also in today's political environment, a brand that says to somebody in the Latino community, you are welcome in my store, is a little bit more meaningful than it might have been 10 years ago.
That aspect I can see is critical. But let me ask it this way. So can you take the same advertising, the same layout, the same copy, and just just translate the English into Spanish or vice versa? Can you shoot the same television spot with different actors but saying the same words but in different languages? Same splash pages as you come up on the web. I mean, is it that simple?
It's not that simple. I talked a little bit about omniculturalism, this idea that Hispanics, and not just Hispanics, rather, but today consumers are more willing to embrace other cultures. And you see that happening in pop culture, in film, in music, especially in music, where, you know, the top pop music today is coming from hip hop. But you also see a lot of Latino artists being showcased in music.
Well, you see it in lifestyle. I mean, more and more families are becoming multicultural.
Right. And so from a branding perspective, the thing that makes the most sense right now, considering that America is more and more multicultural, is for a brand to present itself as a reflection of who the customer is. And so when you say landing on the same print ad or landing page or television spot, to the extent that that work is infused with multicultural insights, then it, yes, you
oh,
can
wait a minute.
Use.
What does that mean? I'm just talking about translating the language. So I say the same words, but in Spanish versus English.
So I'll give you an
does
example.
That work?
I'll give you an example. So when we started working with the Home Depot 10 years ago, because we're affiliated with the Richards Group, I knew that they had an interest. The Richards Group is their general market agency.
Right.
I knew they had an interest in us because we could elevate the quality of the work to the level of the work they were getting from the Richards Group. And they could make the work feel a little bit more like what they were getting in general market. But on the day that we did the final pitch, I said to the client side team and the CMO, I said, look, I know that that's one of the reasons you're considering us. If you hire us, there's something else that we can do for you that no other agency can do for you. And that is to infuse your general market work in a way that makes it a greater reflection of the evolving U.S. market. Up until that point, the work for the Home Depot, I would say, was very white, baby boomer looking advertising. And what we've done is we have, to the point I mentioned earlier, infused that work with multicultural insights to a point where today, if you look at a piece of general market advertising for the Home Depot, it looks more reflective of who the Home Depot customer is today. And that customer is lots of different cultures, multicultural.
And everybody needs to be in there. I know you work with Southwest Airlines and Cinemark. The growth must be sort of astronomical, geometrical.
Well, it is.
Is everybody in this business now?
No, not everybody's in this business. And in fact, there was a point a few years ago where this idea of the total market approach started to become embraced by brands, where brands felt like, you know what, growth in the Hispanic market is coming from U.S.-born Hispanics more than it's coming from immigration. And those U.S.-born Hispanics are growing up more and more Americanized. And as a result, they decided, a lot of those brands decided, that they could just use their general market advertising and reach and connect with those multicultural or Hispanic customers. And to some extent, yes, you can still connect with that audience because they speak the language. But they're not doing anything to connect with them in a more meaningful way. And that's what brands really need to do today is to make those meaningful connections.
You know, it's interesting. You're working with the Richards Group, and Richards Group is it's really a unique body, and I guess it's because of the man Stan Richards, who's a pretty unique guy. But it really is there really is a family feel over there, isn't there?
For sure. Yeah, I've known Stan now for 21 years. He's a remarkable man. He's 86 years old. He comes to work every single day.
I don't think he knows he's 86.
I don't think he does either. And in I can tell you, his mind does not seem like the mind of an 86-year-old. He is incredibly present.
Yeah.
He is in every meeting. He pays attention. He makes the smartest comments. You won't hear him speak throughout the meeting, but he'll stop from time to time, and whatever comes out of his mouth is brilliant. It's been great working around him.
All right, so last 15 seconds, you got anything you're working on right now that we're about to see, that we'll see in print or Television, radio.
Well, we're working on a new campaign for the Home Depot that, of course, I can't talk about other than to say it's exciting. And, you know, the Home Depot as a retailer has evolved dramatically over the last decade. The competition has become more fierce. Amazon is encroaching on every retailer's territory. And the Home Depot is working really hard to make sure they stay out ahead of the retail evolution. And they have launched a number of innovations that we're really excited about. And there's a new campaign that will launch in 2020 that's going to highlight those innovations. And, you know, one of the questions they had about it was, you know, are those innovations relevant to Hispanics? And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. Hispanics over-index for technology adoption, and it just makes sense.
All right, we will watch for it. We'll also watch for one of my favorite ones, the avocados from Mexico. Pete Lerman is the CEO, the founder of Richards Lerman. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO.